Ava, come over this way a little bit more. Here you go. Come over this way a little bit more. That's fine. Well, boom. Can you all say boom for me?
Boom.
Got to be louder than that. Come on.
Boom.
More loud.
Boom.
That's the sound of lightning, isn't it? And when you see lightning flash in the east, you also see it flash in the west, don't you? Is that a secret? Is that a secret? No, it's not a secret, because you can see it and you can hear it. It's not a secret. But you know there are people who teach that when Jesus returns to take all of us home, that he's going to come in secret. Is that what Scripture tells us? Boom! Remember the word boom. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be very, very visible, just like the lightning shining or flashing in the east. And you can also see it in the west. Yes, that's how Jesus is coming. We're all going to see him coming. It's no secret at all. So when you hear people tell you that Jesus is coming secretly, what is that called, by the way? What kind of teaching is that? You know what it is. False teaching. Thank you, Libby. It is false teaching. Well, here in the Lutheran Church, we don't teach things falsely. We teach what Jesus has taught us. And today in the lesson, Jesus tells us that the Son of Man is going to come and all the eyes of the earth are going to see him. Now, we don't know exactly how that's going to happen, but we believe it's going to happen because who said so? Libby, say that again. Say it louder. Well, you guys are so shy today. Why? Because everyone's looking at you? Is that why you're shy? Hey, they're going to see him too, just like you and I are going to see him. No reason to be shy about it. It's not a secret. It's very obvious, and that's what Jesus is telling us today. That he's going to come, and it's going to be very obvious. And when he comes, what are you and I going to do? What? We're going to go to heaven. And while we're going to heaven, Cale, what else are we going to do? We're going to do rejoicing. We're going to rejoice. Because as the lightning shines or flashes in the east and is visible in the west, so is the coming of the Son of Man. And when Jesus comes for us, we're going to be really excited because we're going where, Cale? We're going to heaven. We're going to our heavenly home where Jesus has prepared for us those heavenly mansions that he's told us about. And therefore, we rejoice. So anytime, now I know in the winter there's no lightning, although there could be, but this spring when the lightning starts flashing, remember, that's a sign to us that Jesus is coming. It's no secret, and just like the lightning, we're going to see him. And that's what I want to leave with you today. When Jesus comes, you will see him, and we will rejoice. Therefore, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our head, and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for all your words that you have told us. We believe your words, O Lord, when you tell us that you're not coming in secret, but that all eyes will see you, just as we see the lightning flash in the east, and it also shines in the west. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will come quickly to take us to our heavenly home, the heavenly home that you have prepared for us, even before the foundation of the world. Lord Jesus, we pray that you come quickly. And all the children said,